Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Yourself, you got friends. Okay, my special guest today is Dr. Ruby Lathan. And so, let's see if Dr. Lathan is with us. Dr. Lathan, are you on the air with us? Hello, Dr. Lathan? Okay. Doctor, let me go back and get the music. I want you to be patient, everybody. My special guest is on the way, and until she gets up and going with us, I just want you to enjoy a few sounds. Get on the phone, call somebody, and tell them. We're talking about menopause today. Thank you for your patience. My name is Juwanza. Okay, everybody, thank you so much for your patience. My name is Juwanza. You're listening to Juwanza for Life. As promised, got a special show lined up for you. If you're just tuning in and you missed the introduction, then I would be remiss if I didn't share who and this fabulous, fabulous interview you've got lined up in store for you and who my special guest is. If you've never heard of Dr. Ruby Lathan, she is a holistic health and wellness expert and advocate for plant-based nutrition. And Dr. Lathan inspires with a powerful story of recovering from thyroid cancer through alternative treatment focused on a whole foods plant-based diet. Dr. Lathan, who holds a PhD in industrial and systems engineering and a BS in computer science, began teaching others about the benefit and power of plant-based nutrition. She motivates others to take charge of their health and provides tools for living healthy, disease-free, and above our daily routines to experience the peace and joy of life's journey. Dr. Lathan served as nutrition policy manager and lobbyist at the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, where she led a national initiative to improve child nutrition and prevent chronic disease through emphasis on plant-based options in the National School Lunch Program. Dr. Ruby Lathan is a dynamic speaker, as you're about to see, and an educator hosting a number of seminars, workshops, and healthful vegan cooking demonstrations. She's also a health and wellness contributing writer for African American Lifestyle magazine and host of an alternative health webcast called Healthy 365 and the Whole Foods vegan cooking show, The Veggie Chest. Again, it is without further ado that I step aside and introduce to you Dr. Ruby Lathan. Dr. Lathan, it's always a pleasure to have you on Juwanza for Life. Thank you so much for being my guest this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm always happy to be here.
It's truly my pleasure. Again, as I was mentioning to the listeners, that this show is about holistic health. I mean, we talk about as every aspect of holistic health that we can come up with and think to talk about, because it's a broad subject. There are a lot of different avenues in which you can discuss holistic health. And today, we're going to be talking about menopause. We like to educate. You're an educator, and I like to bring on people who are going to share information that people can benefit from. There are a lot of people out there that are either premenopausal or postmenopausal. Then a lot of times people don't really know what menopause is and why it's important to even know and understand what it is and how it affects us and what we can do or what women can do to ease and eliminate, in some instances, the discomfort of menopause. But again, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to share your powerful testimony. Again, in the bio that I read on you, you talked about how you overcame thyroid cancer. That's powerful. There might be somebody out there listening right now that either has issues with their thyroids or they know somebody who has issues with their thyroids, and your testimony could be the beginning of giving these people hope. So if you don't mind, before we get into the topic, which is, of course, menopause, what could you share what happened and how you came to get on this holistic health path?
Sure. Everyone, usually there's something that triggers, you know, getting really healthy and making those lifestyle changes. And it was almost 7 years ago now, or over 7 years ago, actually, when I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. And I just decided to try a natural approach to curing it as opposed to surgery, which meant medication for the rest of my life. So I just started researching, you know, pretty much everything I could to find out, you know, how to heal the body naturally. And, you know, what I found, you know, is that plant-based diets are a primary factor in healing, and that what we eat is a primary factor in whether we get these or not. So I switched to plant-based diet, whole food diet, you know, got rid of all the junk and processed foods that I was eating, and started eating real food and, you know, supplements and herbs, and I was able to get rid of the cancer all naturally just based on what I ate. So that was a big, that was a life-changing situation for me. So that's why I started doing what I do and teaching other people, you know, how to do the same thing, because, you know, the power is really in our plate, and we don't have to go through life, you know, dealing with debilitating diseases when we can just change what we eat and how we go about our life. So that's how I got here.
That is awesome, and I really, really applaud you and thank you for the shift that you made when, after having successfully treated yourself and then going about saying, you know, other people who were just like me don't have to suffer. Other people who were just like me can be cured just like me if they will do what I did. How have you found the information that you're sharing? Are you finding people receptive to it, to your message?
I have, actually. You know, most people have, you know, once they, you know, hear and understand, I've gotten a very positive reception from the majority of people. And a lot of times it's just how you present it. You know, people don't often understand how big of a role our diet plays in our health. And so a lot of times they're not really willing to make those changes because they don't think they're going to get that big return. But when they can kind of hear about it firsthand and understand how powerful it is, there's really nothing to argue with. You can't argue with science. You can't argue with results. You can't argue with the fact that I was able to reverse cancer with changing what I ate. And so when you present it that way, you know, it's facts. It's not opinion. It's not a philosophy. It's not, you know, wishing. It's facts. And so when you present the facts in a logical way, people are very receptive. And whether they go through and make the changes all or not, there's a different story. And a lot of times that's why I do coaching, to help people make those changes, because a lot of times they just don't know where to start with that. So so they just need the help to get going.
Well, everybody, hold your hats, because we're getting ready to start talking about menopause. And if at some point during this interview you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, all you have to do, if you're listening by telephone, is press 1. By doing so, that will alert me that you have a question, and I can bring you on to make your question or ask your question and make your comment. If you are listening online and you have a question, all you have to do is dial 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. Okay, well, let's jump right in. Doctor, again, the show is titled, What is Menopause? Or What Menopause? And we want to know, what is it? How, for example, you take somebody, a woman who is now moving from or approaching middle-aged, and how is this information on what is menopause? How can this even help somebody who tuned in to find out what menopause is? What is it, and how can it help by knowing this information?
Well, what it is, it's really just the transition when your body starts producing less estrogen, and that causes the ending of menstruation. So you don't have that monthly cycle anymore, and that usually happens, you know, over like a 2-year period. And because of the drop in the estrogen, other changes in hormones, you get, you know, various symptoms, and some can be a very subtle to severe. So it's important to know what it is, so that if and when you do experience these symptoms, you know what you're dealing with and why. And then you also can know what you can do about it to lessen the symptoms or even avoid them altogether. So it's important to know for both men and women, just to be mm-hmm. aware of how our bodies work, especially men who are married to women who might, you know, will go through this process. They need to know about it as well.
Well, again, I encourage everybody, and I hope there are brothers out there that are listening too, because, again, if, like Dr. Ruby said, if you happen to be married or have a mate, a partner who is experiencing mm-hmm. menopause, by knowing what exactly she's going through, then maybe you can be a bit more patient with her, and you can help in some ways to assist her as she's, you know, experiencing this change in her life, and you go through it with her together. So what must the discomfort associate with menopause? Must people that are going through menopause experience comfort, the hot flashes, you know, all of the sweats, whatever it is that they're experiencing? And what role does the diet play in lessening and in some cases alleviating all of the issues that are causing women so much discomfort?
Right. You don't have to go through the severe symptoms that are usually associated with menopause. And it's the same thing during your monthly cycle. What you eat really has a huge impact on how you feel and how that monthly cycle goes each month. And so it's the same thing with menopause in terms of the lifestyle. And the food intake has a direct effect on how severe or absent these symptoms will be. So, you know, things like hot flashes, mood swings, you know, vaginal changes like dryness and other things are all are typical symptoms of menopause, but they're typical symptoms of menopause among women who eat the standard American diet, not mm-hmm. of women who are eating a very healthy diet and having a more healthy lifestyle. These symptoms are usually much less and sometimes not even there at all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are, and we can talk, you know, as we get into it, there are a lot of things you can do to prepare yourself for this so that as it comes, it's a much smoother transition than what is typically experienced by people. So no, it doesn't have to be, you know, nightly sweats and hot flashes and, you know, uncontrollable mood swings. It's often portrayed. It doesn't have to be that at all. It can definitely be much milder. The way that I think it's supposed to be, a smoother transition, and pretty much when we get away from our natural diet and lifestyle, the things that we experience tend to just get worse. So just as PMS and cramping and bloating and all those things that are part of the monthly cycle for a lot of people, those things tend to go away when you exercise, when you eat a plant-based diet, when you eat a low-fat diet, when you, you know, do yoga, when you do deep breathing. Those symptoms are pretty much almost absent, as in my experience, has been completely absent after I changed to, you know, a non-dairy diet, exercise, you know, what used to be like a very painful day or two of cramping, bloating, and things like that completely went away, to the point where I didn't even know, you know, this cycle is coming because I don't have those symptoms anymore. So I know for a fact that it can change based on what you put in your body. And then when I do slip and start not eating so healthy, I notice that change during that time, a slight bloating, a slight things where it wasn't there when I exercise mm-hmm. and do the things that I'm supposed to do. So it's the same. I anticipate the same thing as when menopause occurs, that when you have a healthy lifestyle, healthy diet, exercise, and all of those things go a lot more smoothly. And exercise is key because, you know, we just, you know, it's so important in this process to stay fit, to stay moving, to stay, you know, limber as the aging process happens, because that's, you know, we get old because we make ourselves old because we stop doing things that keep you young. And when you do that, everything goes downhill. A lot of different things happen when you stop the exercise process. So.
You know, even as I'm listening to you, it's just reinforcing to me as a man just how unique women are, you know, and the unique needs that they may have, that, you know, nutritionally, you know, just certain things that you have to do, certain things that you don't want to do, certain things you want to stay away from, just certain practices that you need to be, you know, you need to have healthy practices, not that men don't, but, you know, just being a woman, there are just so many special needs and special care that you have to, you know, have, because the way God just made you, your makeup, you know, and just even as I'm listening to you, you know, a woman is a very delicate, and just this conversation is just reminding me just how delicate a woman is and what the needs are, you know, of a woman. And, you know, again, I just encourage men, if you're listening, to pay very, very close attention to this conversation, because there's some information that you can get that you'll be able to share with, if your wife or your mate or your partner's not on the line, you may have daughters or sisters or cousins or, you know, lady friends that you know can benefit from this information. Doctor, when we talk about menopause, can we talk for a moment about the duration of it? Approximately how long does menopause last? Is that something that is unique to the individual? You know, just everybody's different, or is there a standard for that? You know, is there an average? You know, so I don't know as a man. So how long is it?
Yes. Sure. There is an average age. Average age is about 51. And you can actually, there are things you can do to bring it early, and things that, you know, the younger you treat yourself, the longer it's delayed. So, for example, smoking brings it on early. Heavy drinking, those have been shown to bring it on up to 2 years earlier. Some cancer treatments like chemotherapy and radiation tend to bring it on early as well. And then hysterectomies, like people do still have menopause even if you've had a hysterectomy and you keep your ovaries, you will still have menopause, the symptoms and the lowering of the estrogen production. But it does tend to have effect on bringing it on, like at least 2 years earlier. And so the process is about, you know, in about 2 years, you'll start experiencing, you know, symptoms, either, you know, like lighter periods or heavier cycles. It can go either way. So they can become very light or very heavy, or just kind of missed here and there, just irregular type of cycles. And then you know when it's completed when you've gone 12 months without a cycle at all. Then it's considered the completion of your, and you have, you know, gone through menopause at this point. So so that can take anywhere, when they call it perimenopausal, is when you're just beginning, and that can start, you know, usually late 40s when the symptoms can begin, and then into, you know, the early 50s. And so it varies. Just so that the average is 51, but it really varies on the person in terms of when it will come. But anywhere between late 40s and early 50s is when you can most likely expect it.
You know what's so interesting about all of this is that when people do studies, that, you know, it's important that a lot of, and all factors are taken into consideration. You know, I was speaking with my wife today just about this show and about, you know, menopause, and she was sharing with me about a study that she had heard that suggested that women who experience menopause are more susceptible to cancer. Now, and I thought that that was interesting, because I'm thinking to myself, well, there could be a number of reasons, if that's true, there could be a number of reasons for that. One being that if they're not vegetarian or vegan and they have not, you know, adopted a healthy lifestyle, then, you know, it could be a situation where at that age that certain things were just finally caught up with them. I don't know if you were familiar with that that statistical study, but I wanted to ask this in relation to that, because I would think that if somebody experienced menopause, and this is just me thinking as a man, of course, I don't know, so I'm asking and learning, because I thought that or heard that when women are having their cycles, that there are a lot of minerals lost in the, you know, in the blood that is, you know, discharged from the body. In which case, then, if they are no longer having their cycle, then I would think that that loss of minerals would no longer occur. First, is that correct? Is that there are minerals that are lost during the woman's monthly cycle?
That's true. Sure. Primarily iron is one of those.
Okay.
Yes. So there is some loss. Yeah.
Okay.
That occurs.
So my guess would be then, if a woman has experienced menopause and she's no longer having her cycle, then that iron is no longer, is not lost. Now, I don't know if when that iron is lost, if that makes the woman iron deficient, or it was the creator set it up so that she could lose the iron and still not be deficient in iron and need any iron supplements because of the monthly loss.
Right. Generally, you don't need a supplement because of the loss. Some people do, and it depends also on the how heavy the cycle is. So for some people, it does create a deficit, so you do need to take a supplement. For most, it doesn't. And then it also depends on how much iron you just eat in your diet as well. Sometimes, you know, losing that iron is beneficial because especially if you're eating a very meat-laden diet, you tend to get more iron than you need. And the only way that it comes out is either through a blood donation or in your cycle. And so there's a benefit in some cases to losing that because it evens it out a little bit. But generally, with the iron, at least, you know, it doesn't cause a problem if you have normal, you know, medium to light cycles.
Okay.
So I'm not really familiar with the having menopause increases your cancer risk. There is some benefit to delaying it, you know, just because you have a more even keel hormonal level during that time, and, you know, benefits of just having that those hormones at the level that they were or close to it, you know, is beneficial. But I would think that the risk would likely go down, not increase, because estrogen is one of the factors in cancer that feeds cancer, and it's like studies show that the later you begin your puberty, your cycle, and the estrogen production, the better and the less your chances are of certain cancers. So I don't know. I'm not sure about that one.
Okay. Well, let me ask you about childbirth and menopause, because, again, speaking as a man, I was under the impression that once a woman started experiencing menopause, that she was beyond her childbearing years. But then every now and then you'll hear about a lady who was elderly, who gave birth, you know, she might have been 65 or, not calling anybody old out there if you're 65 and up. I don't mean when I say elderly, you know what I mean. But, you know, you might hear of somebody who you would think was beyond childbearing years and they get pregnant. So it's not a situation, it's not cold, hard, and fast that if you have experienced menopause that you cannot have a child?
Generally speaking, and there's always exceptions to the rule, when you stop having a cycle, you're no longer fertile because you're not dropping the eggs, and so there's nothing to fertilize, which mm-hmm. means you wouldn't get pregnant. There are instances where, you know, menopause isn't complete. Let's say you might have skipped 3 or 4 months or something like that, and then it's possible. So generally, though, when it's completely done, there's no egg to fertilize. So, you know, that would kind of make it impossible. But, you know, there are always exceptions to rules like that. And to, I think, you know, in some cases, there have been some, you know, people carrying a child that was inserted, you know, through artificial mm-hmm. insemination, which is a little different than getting pregnant yourself. Mm-hmm. So in general, after it's done, it's done. You're not going to
okay.
get pregnant. So very, very little chance of that.
So let's say somebody has, or they think that they have gone through menopause. They've experienced the hot flashes. Let's say they did not adopt a whole food plant-based diet, and so they experience all of the irritation, the irritability, and they could tell you, yeah, I know for a fact that I went through menopause. Ask my husband, he'll tell you, you know, because I gave him the blues, you know. So let you take a situation like that where you have a woman who is, I mean, she'll swear on a stack of Bibles that she knows she went through menopause because in addition to everything, all of the irritability and all of that, her cycle stopped. But then, let's say, 5 years later, maybe 10 years later, she starts to notice that there's an occasional sense of bleeding. Would that suggest that it's something else that maybe she needs to look at? Maybe she needs to go get checked out, because it might not be a situation where that she should ignore, because once the cycle stops, there should be no more bleed, correct? So even any occasional bleeding after that is a sign, would you suggest or state, that something else might be going on and she needs to go get checked out?
Yeah, I would suggest that, because there could be other reasons for bleeding other than the cycle, especially mm-hmm. if it's been 5 years of no cycle and then there's bleeding. Absolutely, you should go get checked. That could be any number of things.
Mm-hmm. Everybody, my special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan, and we're going to tell you, in addition to everything that we're discussing today, she hosts an awesome show called The Veggie Chest, and you can check it out, where she actually teaches people how to make the transition from a meat-laden diet to a whole foods, plant-based diet. One of the reasons why a lot of people don't make that switch is because they just think that, you know, eating holistically is boring, that your options are limited, that you're only going to be able to, you're going to be eating primarily salads all day long, which, you know, from a health perspective would not be a bad thing, but we're talking about making food delicious and knowing that you do have options and you can make vegetarian, vegan food tastes delicious. We're going to tell you about the Veggie Chest and how you can get on the road to learning how to prepare meals that are delicious and good for you, too. You don't have to sacrifice one for the other. It doesn't have to be good for you but taste bad, and it doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to lose your taste in the holistic aspect of it. It can taste good and be good at the same time. So we're going to tell you about that as well. But again, I want to invite everybody, if you'd like to join the conversation, all you have to do is press 1. If you're listening by phone and I can bring you on, you have a question for Dr. Lathan, just press 1. If you're listening online, just dial 347-324-5727. Again, that's 347-324-5727. Doctor, you touched on, perimenopause, and that would be the equivalent of premenopause, right? Again, that's where the symptoms
right.
start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct. So like the beginning of the process. Mm-hmm.
And that normally happens around what age? Because, again, there are people out there that are listening, and you might not know exactly what's going on in your body. And so a show like this can be very beneficial to you, so that when you experience certain things happening in your body, you know, you can kind of guess what is going on. And can a person go and, I mean, I don't like to talk about menopause or want to talk about it like it's a disease, but if they're experiencing the symptoms, should they go to the doctor and, you know, have it verified that, oh, hey, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, you're just experiencing perimenopause?
It depends on the symptoms. I mean, usually it's not something, it is you can self-diagnose it. So it's not a disease. We treat it like that sometimes because the symptoms can be so severe. But generally, late 40s is going to be when it could and probably will start, and around early 50s. So, you know, that varies. So anywhere from 46 on, you could, you know, and some it could be as late as, you know, 50-something, you know, 56. So it really varies by the person. But, you know, anytime you're in that range from 46 and up, you're probably, you know, you can, you know, think that it could be that. And it's going to be, you know, just the consistency of the type of symptoms that are going to happen, you know, the irregularity with the cycle. And that would be the main cue, because hopefully if you're living healthy, you won't have the other issues that come along with that, you know, like the mood swings, the hot flashes and things like that. I mean, but there are other things that other symptoms that often come along with that. A lower libido is one of those things. Bone loss, and that's because with less estrogen, you tend to lose some bone mass with that. So, and then, you know, there's a risk of osteoporosis, but that does not have to happen because you do things, you eat well, you take vitamin D, you exercise, you do weight-bearing exercises. You don't have to experience the bone loss. Again, some of these symptoms are because of typical standard American diet and lifestyle. Cholesterol sometimes can go up around this time, too, because of the declining estrogen. It can trigger the bad cholesterol to increase. So, again, if you're eating a healthy diet, then that's really not going to be much of an issue. Some people get things we call like brain fog, you know, or very severe memory lapse, you know, like in the middle of a sentence, they'll forget what they were talking about, that kind of thing. That happens too, as well. So when you have this combination of symptoms, you know, you can kind of know that this is what's going on. It doesn't hurt to have your regular checkup and check just to make sure, especially if you're having like less than 21 days between your cycles and they're very heavy. It could be something else, you know, thyroid issues or other things. So you do want to get checked, but there's generally no test to say, oh, this is absolutely menopause. You know, there isn't one for that. It's just a combination of symptoms and age, really. But things like, you know, the memory, the brain fog and memory lapse, you know, taking, for example, magnesium helps with that, something that we need to do. It helps you focus and helps memory, things like that. So you don't have to necessarily have these symptoms when you're, you know, using natural supplements, as well as, you know, exercise and meditation and things like that that help with it.
Well, everybody, you're getting a breakdown on this menopause thing. I don't know if you've ever heard it discussed as in-depth as you are getting it today. Doctor, what role, again, I know we touched on it, but I think it's important to just revisit it, the role of the diet in this whole discussion, because there are people out here that, I mean, if you're a woman, this is something you're not going to avoid. You're not going to get around menopause, but if, and well, not if, but since you're not going to get around it, and for those of you who have gone through it, then, you know, you and you're on the other side of it, even changing your diet can, you know, have its benefits for you as well. But specifically, since we're talking about menopause, what are the, when we're talking about meat and dairy, the effect on the, what it is that the women are experiencing, the discomforts and all of this, how does meat actually contribute and dairy contribute to the hot flashes and, you know, all of the discomforts that have traditionally come along with women experiencing menopause?
Right. Well, high fat diet, saturated fat, high in cholesterol, high in those things exacerbate symptoms. Almost of every disease, and we're not calling this a disease, but of any condition, it exacerbates it, makes negative symptoms worse. So It's the same way, because those things cause inflammation. Dairy causes inflammation. And so when you have that, it makes the symptoms just magnified. So it makes the mood swings more severe. It makes them there. It makes the hot flashes more severe. It exacerbates the entire process. Whereas when you're eating a low inflammatory diet, things just go smoother. It's just the way it works. Because with less inflammation in the body, the circulation is clearer, easier, smoother. Everything just works a lot better when we're eating plant foods as opposed to a high-fat diet with dairy products especially. So, and part of that is due to the trigger of the inflammation and then just the excess fat in our systems and cholesterol is not a good thing. So it hampers what a normal process would be. And it also, what high meat diets also do is it makes the hormone swing much greater. So for example, during your regular cycle, if you're eating lots of meat and dairy, instead of the estrogen swing just staying in a narrow range of going up and down, it goes much higher. So the dips are much lower and the peaks are a lot higher, and that causes the negative symptoms. The emotional shifts are much greater when you go from a high to a low as opposed to when you stay on an even, more of an even keel where it's just going up and down, just in a minor movement. And so the meat and dairy causes that to go up and down a lot more, which triggers the hot flashes, which triggers the mood swings, which triggers PMS in women who are going through their normal cycles, which triggers the cramping and all of those things, and bloating as well. All of that triggers that. And so that's why a diet that's low in fat and cholesterol and has things that counters that, it helps keep the hormone levels even, you get a better result.
Everybody, I'm getting an education today. I hope that you are too. Again, if you're on the phone and you want to ask a question, make a comment, just press 1. And again, if you're online, it's 347-324-5727. Doctor, earlier you mentioned, and I think it's important, another point to drive home to the brothers that are listening and even to the sisters, again, this because it shows for you. You talked about the libido, that once a woman experiences menopause, that the libido is lessened. And I think it's important that women even understand what's going on with their own body. And for any brother that's listening to this show, you need to understand that as well, so that you don't take it personally if and when you are in the mood for intimacy and the woman is not reciprocating that, then it don't necessarily, don't think she's out there fooling around with somebody else and not interested in you. It's a natural reduction. It happens, and it's something that Dr. Leyva suggested happens. It's a part of that process. It's one of the results or one of the side effects of menopause. Doctor, somebody has a question for you. So again, brothers, don't take it personal, okay? Part of the process. Dr. Lathan, somebody has a question they'd like to ask. I'm going to call the last 4 digits of your number, extension 3349. You're on the air with Dr. Lathan. Welcome to Juwanza for Life.
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Lathan. First of all, I want to say I appreciate your shows. They have been very educational, very informative. And every time you come on, it's just a wealth of information. I thank you for that. My question is, and maybe it's 2 questions, during the time that menopause, you're going through this process of menopause, do you still recommend contraceptives, either by way, some people still take birth controls or they use vaginal devices type? Do you still recommend that? And then the other question is for the one of the symptoms of the dryness, if it has already occurred, is there a process of reversing that process? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Those are good questions. yes, you should still use contraception until the process is complete, until you've gone 12 months without a cycle. You can still get pregnant, even if you've like missed a cycle for 3 months and it's spotting here or there. Anytime during this process, it can still happen. So you should make sure, please, and they generally say 12 months without any cycle is the completion. So then at that point, you really wouldn't need the contraception. So, and then there's, you know, the barrier methods, whether it's, you know, condoms or whatever, work fine. You just have to be careful with birth control. They usually recommend like low dose birth control, but anytime you're adding estrogen to your system, there is a risk of blood clots, cancers, and other things like that. Lower risk, but they're still there. So, so that's, but you do want to use contraception during that time. The lower, so when you get to dryness and elasticity is what happens. Sometimes there's a pain associated with sex when there's, you start losing the lack of estrogen, sometimes causes a lack of elasticity, which can cause painfulness during sex, especially if there's not adequate lubrication. So, you know, one of the rules is to keep having sex throughout this process, and you tend to maintain that same level libido. You know, people say if you had a healthy sexual lifestyle before, you can expect it to continue. So it wouldn't necessarily just have to drop off. Again, especially if you're doing, you know, eating healthy and exercise, you know, get moving, and it actually helps trigger that. And you can help delay this, not necessarily have to experience complete, you know, all this vaginal dryness if you're eating foods that are, you know, have a lot of water content, and silica, things like cucumbers are very helpful for that. So in terms of getting it back, so you want to eat lots of fresh, raw foods to increase your body elasticity in general. That helps with that. You want to keep moving in general. Exercise, yoga, all of those things, the movement, those things help elasticity in the body overall, internally and out. So you want to be doing things like that to keep it going. In terms of restoring, you know, from vaginal dryness, I really don't know exactly. I'd have to really do a little research on that. I'm sure there are some natural methods for that. I mean, they definitely recommend using lubrication during the, you know, this process, so that there's no pain associated with intercourse. So, and that helps quite a bit. You know, even natural lubrications from coconut oil and things like that help too. So, and then they have the over-the-counter ones as well. So I'd have to give you a little, you know, maybe we could follow up via email for more details on restoring some of the, you know, the foods that are there, but I really wouldn't know offhand other than in general, you know, eating a more diet full of raw foods and being, you know, exercising and keep moving.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Those are great questions. Those were great questions. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else has another question? All you have to do is press 1 and I'll bring you on board. My special guest is Dr. Ruby Lathan. This is a powerful, powerful interview. Dr. Lathan, what about andropause? Again, that would be the male equivalent of menopause, correct?
Correct, correct. And that does happen for men too. It's basically what andropause is. It's call it manopause or male menopause. It's really just the reduction in testosterone levels. Unlike menopause, you can't actually measure testosterone levels, so you can know whether this has occurred or not, or if it's happening. So it's, you know, low testosterone, and sometimes it happens, you know, when you hear about low T, that kind of sometimes happens, you know, without it being associated with male menopause or andropause. So, and that's, you know, other issues that are happening there. From weight gain, things like that can cause a reduction and testosterone and other things. But generally it does happen. The thing about it is it's much more gradual than the estrogen production, the stoppage of that. So it's not as easy to see, because it just drops much more gradually. So the symptoms come on a lot less severe and just over a longer period of time. So after the age of 30, said, you know, the testosterone levels tend to drop about 1% per year. And so that does happen, and it causes symptoms similar to menopause, you know, such as, you know, difficulty remembering things, lower libido as well, sometimes change in their sleep patterns, and things can exacerbate, you know, a lot of these symptoms. You know, there's the memory loss, and then the muscle size starts to decreasing, and strength and lower sperm count, and all of those things start happening associated with this. But again, it does not have to be so severe if we are doing the right things to avoid that. So, you know, our weight-bearing exercises, vitamin D, calcium, and you're going to get calcium, again, the same thing for women, to avoid the bone loss, is vitamin D and calcium are very important. You want to take a vitamin D supplement, vitamin D3 supplement. Calcium, if you're eating a large amount of leafy greens, you're going to absorb the calcium you need, as well as beans and things like that have a lot of calcium in them, so you don't have to have that bone loss. You need to do weight-bearing exercises for men and women to avoid the bone loss and the muscle weakness things, and reduce muscle size. Again, if you stay young, stay exercising, and don't think, oh, I'm 60 now, I can't go to the gym, you know, that's not true. You need to keep doing what you're doing, and you will stay healthy and limber and younger throughout this process. So, and then abdominal fat is a symptom, but then they say, you know, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg. They really can't tell which comes first. It's because low abdominal fat lowers testosterone levels, and low testosterone levels feed abdominal fat. So it's really a cycle there with the abdominal fat. So you want to, and whether you're, you know, 50 or not, you know, abdominal fat is going to lower your testosterone levels anyway. So you want to not have that. You want to exercise, keep the fat off, so that you don't have that lower testosterone level. So those are the same things. Some of the mood swings, sleep apnea happens sometimes. If you've had it, it gets worse as you age or becomes more pronounced. And so we think a lot of these things are just because we're aging, but it's really not. No one should get sleep apnea just because they turn 55 or 50. Again, it's, you know, all these things, a combination of eating healthier, reducing the saturated fat, cholesterol, you know, going toward that plant-based diet, that's going to help alleviate that well as well. And the libido, the same thing for men as women. If you exercise, if you're, you know, staying active and you had a healthy sexual relationship before, it should continue. Generally, when we stop and we become couch potatoes, and we let the big tire form around the belly, and we stop exercising, and we're eating, you know, chicken and potatoes for dinner, of course your libido is going to go down. Of course you're going to have, you know, problems sleeping and things like that. So we can alleviate some of these things. For women, I didn't want to mention real quick, the black cohosh is an herb that has been shown to help quite a bit with hot flashes and making them a lot less severe as well. And then some of the phytoestrogens that are plant-based are really good, like chickpeas and flax seeds and some soy, fermented soy products have like plant estrogens that actually help the process as well. So there are things natural things you can do that don't have the negative side effects. A lot of people go towards hormone replacement therapy or even testosterone replacement therapy, but there are some negative side effects that come along with that. For men, it raises your probability of prostate cancer and other things. So it's really and raises the chance of blood clots as well. So it's not something you just want to jump into with the testosterone therapy when you could really just improve your diet, lose weight, exercise, do yoga, meditation, take vitamin D, those things that are going to help you have a better quality of life overall without side effects. And it also has, you know, breast enlargement is also a side effect of testosterone therapy for men. So there are a lot of things which is why you wouldn't necessarily want to do that. And the same with women doing the hormone replacement therapy. There are risks associated with that from blood clots. And then you want to just, you know, go towards the natural things. There are a lot of herbs. Vitamin D, as I mentioned, vitamin B helps with stress associated with this, making that less. Vitamin E, like 400 international units a day, has been shown to be very helpful to alleviate the hot flash symptoms as well as the black cohosh. And then flax seeds and flaxseed oil also have things that help balance the hormones as well. So a couple of tablespoons, 2 to 3 tablespoons of flax seeds in your smoothie, or a tablespoon or two of flaxseed oil a day will help alleviate the symptoms. And then, as I mentioned, the fermented soy products can also be helpful, organic fermented soy products.
All I can say is, wow. To all of the listeners, you probably did not expect to get as much information as you got in the last 60 minutes. I mean, you went to school. This was a workshop. And it was absolutely free to you. Okay, and I'm just amazed at the wisdom, the knowledge that Dr. Lathan comes on and shares with us once a month. I mean, she's back and we're talking about a different aspect of holistic health. I'm sure if you didn't know anything about menopause today, you have learned a lot, and you're going to leave a lot wiser than when you got here. And that's the goal, okay? She's an educator. I told you at the top of the hour. She's a dynamic speaker. And as you can see, that she knows her stuff. And again, as I mentioned during the course of the show, that she hosts a show called The Veggie Chest. And it is designed to help people to make the transition from eating a meat-based diet to a whole foods plant-based diet. Again, a lot of people don't make the transition because they don't know what to eat. If they only knew that eating a vegetarian diet or being vegan could taste so good and cause so little harm and with no side effects, then a lot more people would do it. And to that end, Dr. Lathan has created a show called The Veggie Chest, again, where she gives recipes, and actually you can actually watch her, not read it in a book, but you can actually watch her with your eyes prepare these meals, and she explains how she does it and what ingredients to use. And Doctor, could you tell our listeners what prompted you to start The Veggie Chest, and how, if they're making the transition, they can tune in?
I help people actually make the learn how to eat well and make it taste good so that it's accessible to them, and not just necessarily just give them the recipe, but once you see it done, then you can, it feels like maybe I can do it too. So that was really the purpose of the video, to introduce a lot of different foods that people may or may not be familiar with. And they can get to it. They can go to my website. There's a lot of information there at rubylathon.com, rubylathon.com. And you'll see the link to the videos there. As well, so you can go to YouTube and just put in The Veggie Chest, or you can go to thefoodchannel.com and you can find it there. You just click on The Veggies as well. So there are a lot of ways to get to it. And then, as I mentioned, on the website. And for me, especially for the caller, wants to follow up questions, you can get me at Ruby at rubylathan.com via email, R-U-B-Y at R-U-B-Y-L-A-T-H-O-N.com.
Dr. Lathan, I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you again, because this information is so very powerful. And again, for those who may have tuned in late, Dr. Lathan has an awesome testimony. She cured her mother. I'm not her mother. She cured herself. I was thinking, I speak to so many people that have used plant-based diets to cure themselves or others. She cured herself of thyroid cancer by transitioning from a meat-based diet to a whole foods diet, okay? And if you want to learn more about not just menopause, but how you too can make that change and how you too can have a powerful testimony of, you know, you got a bad report from the doctor. The doctor said this, but something inside of you says, I don't want to go that route. The doctor's recommending radiation. The doctor's recommending chemotherapy. The doctor's telling you to do this, take this. But you know that there are side effects associated with that, and you want to try another way. Okay, this is the person to call. Dr. Ruby Lathan, again, she's done it, and she wants to help you to do it too. Okay, so by all means, before you take anything that the medical doctor says to take, do some research, talk to somebody who knows. Again, don't just listen to somebody who says, well, I know somebody who knew somebody who told me that they tried this and it didn't work. Okay, talk to somebody who says, well, I tried it, I did it, and it works. Okay, Dr. Lathan, do you have any workshops or anything coming up that you want to make our listeners aware of, any conferences that you're going to be at that you'd like to promote?
Well, I have a class coming up in October, but people should really sign up for my newsletter to stay abreast of what's coming up. So you can go to the website and do that. There's a link right there to sign up so that you know when the next classes and events will be happening, because we do have some coming down the pipeline.
Okay. Any final words for our listeners, Doctor?
Just to, you know, decide to make the changes one step at a time and don't turn back, because there are huge benefits to doing so.
Thank you so much for your time, my sister. Again, everybody, you can hear Dr. Lathan once a month on Juwanza for Life. Next month, we'll be covering a different aspect of health. And, of course, everything that we're talking about when you're tuned into Juwanza for Life, if you're hearing about health, it's going to be talking about from a plant-based nutritional diet, okay? We don't believe in eating meat. We don't believe in eating dairy, okay? So when we're talking about changing your diet, we're talking about changing your diet to a live it. Get it? Diet, live it. Okay? So, again, I want to thank you so much. Listen, every third Thursday of the month, we have Dr. Lathan on, okay? By the way, I want to make sure that you don't forget this upcoming Tuesday. You remember the group Chic? Yeah, Freak Out and Good Times and all that. Well, the Queens of Chic, the original Queens of Chic, they're going to be my guests. That's Lucy Martin, Alpha Anderson, and Norma Jean Wright. They're going to be on Juwanza for Life. That's going to be this Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. So if you want to hear their story, make sure you tune in, okay? Dr. Lathan, I thank you, sister. I bow to you as always. You were absolutely awesome. And I thank you so much, and I can't wait for our next episode of Juwanza for Life. You always bring it, and you always bring it with clarity, and I'm sure that the listeners are just as amazed and in awe of the wisdom with which you share your powerful information. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Glad to be a part of your show. It's always great.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Everybody, that is Dr. Ruby Lathan, okay? As always, I want to say thank you for your time. You could be doing something else, but you decided to spend the last hour or so with myself and my special guest, Dr. Ruby Lathan. If you know somebody who is suffering from anything, whether it's cancer, whether it's diabetes, whether it's arthritis, whether it's gout, whether it's high blood pressure, heart trouble, or whatever, she gave her information. You want to call her. Before you do anything else, just give her a call. The information that she shares could be the answer to a prayer, okay? So thank you so much again for your time. I certainly appreciate you. Don't forget, this Tuesday, the Queens of Chic are going to be my special guests. Don't miss that show. Okay? My name is Juwanza. I love you too. Peace.